o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy working in a coal mine, going down.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Monday lunch hour. And it wasn't that long ago, just a couple of weeks back, that we heard the province of Saskatchewan basically did a communication to members and employees at Sask Power, advising them that there was a plan in place to enhance the use of coal. In fact, coal production was going to be increased in the province over the next little while, using coal as an energy source to help produce electricity in the province. And this would be done, because it's a resource that the province owns, this would be done to bridge the time between now and when we actually move to nuclear-produced electricity and energy in our province. And we know that's a ways down the road. You'll remember we had the minister in charge of the Crown Corporations, Jeremy Harrison, on the show a few weeks back, right after this announcement had come out. And one of the questions that I asked Minister Harrison was, what is the timeline for this and what is the budget for this?
Yeah, I mean, the short answer on timeline is that we need to replace our coal generation megawatt for megawatt with new build nuclear. That is really kind of the time frame. So there are, you know, a number of X's in the equation on that time frame, because we're going through, you know, on the SMR project, the first one is being built in Darlington right now by OPG. So, you know, I would love to see nuclear deployed as quickly as we can, but the reality with nuclear is that this is a process that takes, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. But we're working through that, and as quick as we can get there, we will. On the financial part, obviously we've done, you know, work on this, and I would say, you know, there are a number of different intangibles in all of that, but, and I would preface even this by saying that the reason we have made this decision really is predicated on energy security and reliability. But likely the capital cost for refurbishment will be like less than half of what it would be for new build gas to replace it with. So, you know, I think there's a very clear case on the affordability front as well. But really, we made this decision based on the energy security and reliability imperatives for our grid.
Now, after we had that conversation with Minister Harrison, we went to open lines. And there was a lot of people weighing in on both sides of this issue. And maybe there's more than two sides, but I'm categorizing it. Those that say this is the right decision, we need to utilize coal, we've got it as a resource, the province already owns it, it's an inexpensive way to continue to produce electricity. Others are saying we're chasing a dinosaur. It's like building and making more VHS machines, even though we know the technology is outdated and is no longer going to be used and will be obsolete. It doesn't make sense. So there was definitely a division in the province from people in terms of whether this was the right way to go or not. There's a group in the province that recently joined together with a number of other groups to put out a joint organized statement demanding that the provincial government reverse course on this plan and instead invest in a just renewable energy transition that benefits all residents, especially those in the communities of Estevan and Cornac. And I'm happy to have, from the Saskatoon Climate Hub, Jory Vermette joining me by phone today. Jory, thanks so much for taking the call.
Thanks so much for having me on, Evan.
Tell me a little bit about your organization. What is the Saskatoon Climate Hub?
Yeah, you betcha. So the Saskatoon Climate Hub is a local climate organization that works to advocate and organize around climate action. So we engage with city council, we engage with the province, we do community events. And amongst all those things, we try to raise awareness and also push for action at governmental levels to address our ongoing climate crisis and to ensure that our province and our city and our community are doing everything they can to address this crisis and ensure that we have a safe and sustainable future.
So I read your release. What is it about the rebuilding of the coal industry in our province that has you concerned, has the group concerned, and other organizations coming together with you on this?
Yeah, so I'll try and keep it brief, but fundamentally the first thing, of course, is that coal commits significantly to the emissions that cause climate change. We're seeing the effects of that currently, whether that be the forest fires here in our province, the droughts here in our province, or the expected extreme heat for this summer. In addition, it's also economically unsound. It's not logical to continue with coal specifically as a type of source of electricity as places around the world transition and as Canada continues to transition off that. We can look at Alberta, for example, as a great option where they phased out coal and went towards renewables. And then also, it's also a public health issue. Coal is a pollutant. When it is burned and combusted, emitted into the atmosphere, that can cause significant issues to public health. And as we know, that ties into the economic factor, as our healthcare system is often strained. Having more people in the healthcare system that could be easily prevented by switching to renewable clean energy just doesn't seem logical or rational to us.
Jory Vermette is my guest, Saskatoon Climate Hub. So you, I just played a clip of Jeremy Harrison, who's the minister for Crown Corporations. He said, when I asked him about what's the timeline for this, what's the budget set aside for this, he couldn't give me either of those. He talked, though, in general terms that the transition to nuclear energy is still likely 15, maybe 20 years away. But his comment was that expanding the coal program, which exists already in the province, it's infrastructure that we have in place, is about half the cost of a new build gas, for example, energy source in the province. Do you see the fiscal side of the decision that was made by the province? Do you? I'm not saying you agree with it, but do you see what what they've made?
Well, we could certainly see it from the province's perspective and from Jeremy Harrison's perspective, but I fundamentally disagree, and there's a number of reasons why. First, with regards to the alternatives, actually, first I want to outline that this is a choice. The province has made a choice here to effectively come to this moment in time where they say they have no choice but to go forward with coal. It is a necessity due to the reasons that Minister Harrison presented. However, if we look at the evidence economically, scientifically, and socially, renewable energy has become exponentially cheaper over the past decade. It is a clean, reliable, affordable, secure form of electricity generation. And that is also with the investment that the province chose not to do in storage, in grid expansion, whether with our neighbors in Manitoba or Alberta, or with conversations around Canadian east-west grid, in addition to investing in other opportunities, for example, in the communities of Estevan and Coronach, where they could transition their economies from an old coal economy to new opportunities. I could give an example such as Collie, Australia. They were a coal community. They have implemented a just transition framework that their regional government, the equivalent to our provincial government, chose to invest in. And now they have seen a myriad of opportunities present themselves. And for comparison, Coley is actually a larger coal community than Estevan and Coronach. They have 1,800 coal workers associated in that industry, and they are all given an opportunity to be part of that transition, maintain well-paying jobs, and not let their community die out, such as the folks in Estevan and Coronach, are reasonably frightened of.
Right. Jory, let's talk about what you're asking for, because there was a joint letter. So organizations, and maybe I'll ask you too, which organizations came together to sign this document? There's a number. You don't have to list them all, but how many do you have signing this ask and this action request from the province? And what are you asking for specifically?
Absolutely. So we have 19 organizations at the moment. We're in conversation with others as well. It's an open statement, so folks will be signing on as we continue discussions with them. And what we're asking for are five key points. So first is an immediate halt to this policy decision, an immediate halt to the coal fleet rebuild. Second, a compliance with Canada's 2030 mandate to phase out coal, which is in collaboration with other OECD nations. Third is a just transition strategy and framework, which already exists. The federal government has consulted with the communities of Estevan and Coronach and have a framework in place that the province could adhere to. Third is major public investment in renewables, storage, energy efficiency, and grid modernization and connections. And finally is respect with these projects for Indigenous rights, so we can form clean energy partnerships and have our Indigenous nations, communities be part of this transition, be part of this economy. And maybe with that final point, I want to give one more example. The Seven Star Energy Project is actually a North Star for this. Powers 100,000 homes. Is half the price of what retrofitting with carbon capture, for example, at a coal plant would be. And it involves the Indigenous nations. It involves Enbridge, who is also a fossil fuel provider. and it involves our province. So there are those investment opportunities. They are real. They exist. So that's what we're asking for, in short.
You know, there's so many ways that we talk about energy and energy production on this show a lot. And one of the things that we talk about is that there's not really a switch where you can say, okay, we're done with this, we're starting with this. It's almost an all hands on deck. We know that the demand for energy, electricity, is on the increase worldwide. And so this energy production, do you see it as a realistic timeline to be out of coal by 2030?
I think with two things to note. Again, this is a corner that the province has tried to push us into. I think with appropriate investment, appropriate collaboration with the feds, appropriate collaboration with industry, appropriate collaboration with the communities of Estevan and Coronac, yes, it is possible. The thing is, it will require, like you said, an all hands on deck approach. We need to really focus in on this. And the province, I think, not just the government, they can definitely do it. But I think we, as residents of this province, we are definitely capable. We're resilient. We've known to face challenges head on. And this is a major challenge. I have no doubt about that. But I think we can definitely accomplish it. We need that investment. We have the workers. We have people who are proud of the work they do. And we have an entire province that I think can get behind it because, again, the health benefits, the economic benefits, and the benefits for our future, for our next generations, are invaluable. They're right in front of us. So, yes, I think it's definitely possible.
Jory, appreciate you giving us some time today. Thanks for joining the show.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Evan. It was my pleasure.
Jory Vermette, who is with the Saskatoon Climate Hub, and as he mentioned, 19 different signatory groups signed on to this ask of the provincial government to basically reverse course on its plan to continue to use coal. This is a discussion, like I said, we started a couple of weeks ago. There were lots of opinions. The phone lines, the text lines were lit up. I see the text lines are going crazy right now. We don't have an open line portion on this segment because we're almost at the end of the show. But safe to say there are some very strong opinions on all sides of this issue. The reality is the province has made this decision. You heard Minister Harrison say it's about energy security and reliability. Worry that between cost and reliability of renewable energy, we're not there yet. As Jory just explained, he feels like that's a choice the province need to make. So conversation for Minister Harrison or perhaps Premier Moe next time we have him on about what exploration was done into the cost and feasibility of renewables. We are hearing from the province that the decision that they made to stick with coal is about half the price of a new build if they were to go to gas, for example, which is not something we would be able to solely provide ourselves. We would have to bring it in from other places in Canada, whereas coal is a resource that we have. It's a resource that we own here in the province, which, of course, is part of the decision that was made from a financial standpoint on this move that they province has just announced recently. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.